Welcome to this episode of the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Our campaign is conducted by the lore master himself, Kyle.
Roll initiative!
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you probably shouldn't eat human flesh.
Our adventurers include Steven as the ancient Earth Genasi barbarian, Petrolus.
Time is cruel. Do you have any non-dirty magic? Zargon has dove this realm into madness.
Matt, as the absent-minded gnome warlock, Sparkershire of Bryn.
Are there any small creatures in the area?
As I slide right into the opening, I go, poison spray.
Luke, as the scholarly firbolg cleric, Burke.
I see that you are a magic user. I couldn't help but notice a great amount of magic that's pouring off your body. I report directly to Thor.
Lindsay, as the loquacious tabaxi sorcerer, Flowered Cliffs, a.k.a. Flora.
I'm curious about a lot of topics. The cat god walks among us. I lost my soul. I feel as though my life is a quest.
Eric, as the zealous Asimar fighter, Jackie.
Who's sleeping? Snoozy. Snoozy.
Watch a master. So I'm gonna try to shove this guy. Did you learn anything?
Join us in our journey to unveil the mystery that is the Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Adventure!
That was good.
Yes, I guess we're gonna be doing D&D again. Something about last time. I wish that I could look it up, but my book is no longer here. Yeah. So, Flora, she set fire to the cult, which was very nice. I wish we would have done it very long ago, but it did not happen. Some snoozy guy stopped us for no reason.
Bit of a tangent there.
Then the group starts off their travels once again to protect the road workers. The troll that attacked the group at night. It was quite exciting, but I chose to hold off into the background and watch the battle unfold. But 450 experience, yes, that was wonderful. Then we finally arrived at the Mirror of the Dead Men, and right before arriving, we met some frogs, but they moved very aggressively towards us, and it was not good. Petrolus attacked them, but yeah, he loses stuff, and he doesn't know what he's doing, so pure 100 XP, yes, that was very
it's like he's talking in his sleep.
Oh, 100 XP.
We don't hear it because there's silence.
This is all a dream, he's dreaming.
What? No, Zelina, no. Just cut that out. The group comes to draconian warriors, depending on what, demanding unique items. Oh, okay, yes. Flora spikes the drink with a special potion, which causes the leader to fall in love and gains us access across the land, which was wonderful. The group was then surrounded by the frog people that demanded our gold and expensive clothes. Wait, I think I read that out of order.
Whoops.
Oh, but then we had to choose between pride or survival, and everyone decided to do the wrong thing, except for me, and I was forced to do what I did not want to do. Yet again, it was terrible. My book was destroyed, and Petrolus will pay dearly. Adventure.
To be fair, last time you said you picked up a clod of dirt and it slid through your hands.
Yeah.
So I thought I was throwing your book on dirt.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm okay with water.
So, you guys rolled in to the workhouse that you've been traveling to. Looks kind of like this.
Jeez.
There's rooms here along the side. There's an open courtyard. It's two levels.
Okay.
The caravan, they take a lot of the wagons into the courtyard where they begin unloading them A lot of the stuff is being unloaded into like various areas in the outside, like not in the direct path that the wagons are on, but off to the side. And there's a burly half-orc that's ordering some people to carry stuff into another room off to the side, like a warehouse. You notice that the cult is unloading their stuff. A lot of the things that you are suspect is full of treasure, the half-orc is ordering off into another warehouse, while a lot of the other stuff is outside. You guys are in the courtyard.
What time of day is it?
It's like dinner time.
What did they tell us to do something?
So Ardred, who's commanding the entire convoy, is ordering people to unload the wagons off to the side. And then there's another half-orc that was there when you got there, ordering some things into a warehouse.
They didn't instruct us to do anything.
Not really, no. There's a lot of people walking around doing stuff. Kind of got lost in the shuffle.
I'm tired.
Snoozy and Florette, if we go help unload these wagons, maybe we can get a better peek at what the cult's carrying.
Let's do this.
Okay. I go over the way.
Okay.
I pull Lita with us. Hey, you want to come help?
The the cultists give you a dirty look and are carrying it off, and one of them standing guard by their wagons.
I choose a close by wagon to unload.
Okay, not
one. Non-cult, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Where are you taking stuff?
Just following everybody else, I guess.
Okay. Into the warehouse or off to the side?
Whatever. I don't know what. I'm trying to do. I'm trying to fit in.
Okay.
Do what other people are doing.
Most of the people are just carrying stuff off to the side.
To the side?
Yeah, like still outside in the open.
Okay. I do that.
Okay.
Selena and I go find merchants to talk to.
What are you looking at me for? You think?
You said you were doing something with.
Yeah, I just grabbed Lita and I'm like, hey, we're gonna go unload this stuff. Do you want to help?
I'm there, but I'm not helping.
What?
Well, I mean. I wave at the cult guard. Good evening. And then I just like walk back and forth with him, but I'm not like carrying anything.
Supervise.
Yeah. I'm like, put that there. All right, put that there. All right, let's go back and get more.
The princess.
Are you here alive? Because I think I had a hand in that.
A paw.
Four paws in that.
A paw in that.
Lita says, I think we should settle in and discuss our next moves.
Why'd you use quotation marks with settle in?
Okay, correct.
I don't think you understood me.
Oh.
Right. It looks like there are rooms off the side. She's talking to everybody.
Okay.
Alfred.
Everybody but Berg.
Ardred comes up to you guys and is like, well, we're here. Work begins in the morning. You can take one of these rooms over here. And you look, and the north and western side of the complex is rooms, like a motel, along one side and the other, and then up on a balcony. And so it's like two rows. The warehouse is in the southeast corner, and on the south side, the whole south side is the stables, from what you can see. Some laborers and workers and other things are, you guys are kind of finishing up unloading stuff, and people are starting off to go to different rooms. There's a small group of people going up some stairs on the south side just above the warehouse that leads to like a mess hall. And you can take Ardred goes on to say, you guys can take a room if you want. They're open.
Are the cult members taking any rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
They just take one of the bigger rooms.
Downstairs or upstairs?
Downstairs.
I get a room above their room.
Above their room? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come on, guys. Let's go settle in.
That's what I thought.
We'll have a group. A group.
There are people above us.
Everyone, run to the room. We'll have a group chat.
Zelina and I go to the marketplace so I can buy her some nice clothes. Stuff.
There is no marketplace.
There's no merchants.
It's a work camp.
Yard, yeah.
I get frustrated and I walk. I walk down to the stables.
Okay.
And begin to watch a few of the workers there.
There's four young boys. Stable boys.
Just a little creepy. Just watching some stable boys.
I watch them for a few minutes.
They give you a picture of a Pokemon.
Talk to Zelina about them.
Which one would you like me to buy for you?
What?
You know, there's no merchant here.
One of the boys comes up to you and is like, "What can I do for you, mister?"
How many horses do you guys take care of here?
We have room for about nine horses.
Very, very nice, very nice. You take care of them yourselves?
Yes, just me and the lads here.
All of them.
All of them.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I...
My name's Womp. What's yours?
Hi, Womp. Burke. This is Lena.
Burke, that's a good name.
Thank you.
Hello, Zelina.
We're just going to sit here for a few minutes, and if you don't mind, and talk here. It's a little quieter over here with all the moving around over there.
Sure is, and it's much drier and a lot more comfortable.
I believe it is, yes.
Outside in the courtyard is completely muddy, like huge mud tracks. Mm. And it's cold outside.
I love it.
He's like rolling around in there.
Wait, is it winter?
It's getting close.
Winter's coming.
We don't have any warm clothes. fur, but
during the night the ground freezes and the mud is in big rut tracks where it was frozen like that.
Ice mud rink.
Mm.
Is my winter coat coming in?
What? you're shedding a lot. Yeah. Like too much. I ask Ardred.
You're not in the room then.
No, I haven't gone there yet.
He starts heading off somewhere.
Okay. Well, I just ask him what to expect for work in the morning.
He says, "Well, we're gonna be building up the road so it doesn't get flooded, and getting rocks and things to create a foundation for the road, and we're diverting it around the swamp. It's just down the road here is where we'll be
okay.
doing that."
You okay with it?
Never mind.
He said a worse grimace and shaking
your head. He just loves passing notes to Kyle
mm-hmm.
about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I go.
Kids are.
I go.
They're young children.
I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Cut that.
No. I go back to the room. I settle in.
Okay. In quotes. So your guys' room has three bunk beds, big enough for six people.
Oh my gosh, top bunk!
Three bunk beds, big That's enough for six people.
Two beds per bunk.
That's interesting. How is this gonna work?
What? We each get a bed.
Okay.
Well, there is.
What about Lita?
Lita and Selena and Jemna and Pinky.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
I can take up another room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this
a... You want to split up?
Sure.
It's like a hostel.
Not yet. Let's try to eavesdrop on the room below us.
There's 10 people trying to listen.
That's why I picked this room.
The floors. So when you get into your room, first of all, the rooms aren't private. All of them have space for at least four. The larger rooms sleep six. You're in one of the larger rooms. They contain bunks and trunks for belongings, and wooden floors covered with rushes. Whatever that is. There's no locks on any of the doors that you can tell.
No locks.
So you guys are going into the room? Well, I don't know what you're doing.
After I'm done talking to Selena at the stables, I'll begin to go that direction.
For like 20 minutes?
At least, yeah.
Okay.
Petrolus, you're made of stone, correct?
Sure.
So you won't be getting cold. Can I use your blanket?
We should think I have a blanket.
It's rather chilly.
Don't think I have a blanket.
The beds have blankets. The beddings have blankets.
I just want to pad the floor. I'm gonna sleep on the ground.
I only have a bedroll.
Okay, you're not listening.
You wanted my blanket, huh? Blanket.
The bed in this room
mm-hmm.
has a blanket.
Right. I don't want a blanket.
Thank you.
Oh, you want the blanket off of my bed?
I'm going to sleep on the floor, yes.
You're sleeping on the floor?
Yes.
Okay.
But I want it to be comfortable, so I'm going to fold it a couple times.
Do you want my bedroll?
Oh, if you have one of those, that would be helpful, too.
I have a bedroll.
You don't have a bedroll?
Oh, I do, but I
named Susie?
I gave it to Lita.
All right, I'll give you my bedroll. It's a bit dusty.
Manfolded.
There's just gravel in it.
Yeah.
I hold it to the side and I'm just like, trying to wipe all the dust down.
Okay, you set up in front of the door. Yeah.
So that the call doesn't come in?
Yeah.
Why don't you take the biggest one?
I got other problems to deal with. You figure it out. I'm looking at the wood floor to see if there's any loose boards. I can pry them up with my claw.
Why don't we make an investigation check?
Oh, zero. Nine.
Oh. Yeah. You don't see any loose boards?
Okay.
I put my...
It's really emotional.
It's probably a yellow sweetheart. I put my ear to the floor. Can I hear anything below me? I'm a cat.
I'm a cat.
Don't lose it.
You do hear what you believe to be the cultist talking.
I'm like, shh, everybody, shh.
I get quiet.
Why don't you roll perception?
I say nothing.
Eight.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
You can't hear much, but you do pick out the words strong room.
I see what she's doing.
Guys, that room downstairs is really strong. What the heck? Why are we up here? What a strong room.
Is that what you heard?
I heard strong room.
Hmm.
Obviously, they're talking about the room that they're in.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe another room.
I don't know. I'm not very perceptive.
I see.
I think we have a weak room up here, and they have a strong room down there. And
they might be.
It's not fair.
That doesn't.
Could be a room in the warehouse that they're talking about.
I see what she's doing, and I kind of go to like the corner, and I investigate the wooden floor to see if I can find any weak points. Mind you, what?
The thing that I just did?
Yeah, but...
Why don't you pull the glass out of your backpack and hold it up to the floor and listen through that?
Oh, yeah.
What glass do I have? Anyways, since I'm proficient in carpenter's tools...
He's a crowbar.
That's not all it is, sir. I have special abilities in investigation and perception and all that stuff. So
can you turn a room into a strong room?
Anyways, I can gain insight.
You guys!
I can gain insight when inspecting wooden structures, and for stealth, I can access weak points in a wooden floor, making it easier to avoid places that are stronger. Squeaky. Yeah, and squeaky. So I know my way around wood.
Oh, he's a wood expert. Oh, yeah.
Floors, wooden and trees.
It's because you're so snoozy, huh?
Snoozy over here.
Yeah, when you wake up. Yeah.
So I want to try to find, like, you know, a really weak spot in the floor somewhere.
Okay. Why don't you roll investigation?
Okay, now I gain insight and then inspect.
With advantage.
Oh, so you don't want to go your own. You just want me to go straight advantage, huh? Even better. Investigation? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I have no mod abilities in that, but...
Oh, that's good.
14.
You find where a board is slightly warped. And it offers a little bit more of a crack in between the flooring.
Oh.
You put your ear up to it. You can hear some of the conversation, still not very much. But you make out the words, lizard folk, bog luck, and tunnel.
I report back to the group those key words. And I'm whispering, lizard folk.
Is it on his hands and knees looking at
me? Oh, no.
Lizard folk.
Do you think that's the same lizard folk that I, you know...
Romanced?
Yeah, and then fled from. Very Maybe. Dramatically.
Do you think they're working together?
I hope not. I'm sure there are different lizard folk. We ran into toads and lizards and frog people.
And folk.
And folk.
Yeah, so it's probably a different group. I'm sure it's fine.
You know, he was only king of the whole area.
We're in a completely different area, Pinky.
Excuse me, I had something stuck in my throat.
Do you recognize the word bogluck? Anyway? Do I recognize it?
Yeah, do any of us know what that actually is?
It sounds familiar, but you can't put your finger on it.
What about my paw? Can I put my paw on it?
Your tail.
What are you doing?
I'm done talking to Zelina, so we go back up to the... We try to find a room. We don't know where they're at, so we just ask for a room.
Okay.
Oh, you also can't hear us because we're not making any noise.
The half-orc who seems to be in charge, he leads you over to a room. And you walk in and there's like four other smelly laborers in there.
Is there any better room for me and my lovely lady here?
There's one bed left.
It's a twin bed. So you see the gentleman, I don't think it would be quite appropriate for them to be in the same room as this beautiful lady.
Okay, well, we're here then, so you can go find another room.
Okay, we start walking, looking for something else.
Almost as bad as bringing a baby to the Underdark.
As you try other rooms, you can tell that most of them are already taken. But some of them have open spots, just none of them are completely private.
I don't care if they're not completely private, I just don't want it. Just smelly looking guys. I want the least smelly looking guys.
At a work site.
Yeah.
And then I just, in my giant size, I just walk in and sort of take my position in my bed and sit down and like try to push down the bed really hard as if I'm even bigger than what I already am.
Roll to break it.
This, that. I'm making the status quo. I'll make sure they understand that I'll crush them.
Status quo. You like hold up a pillow and punch it.
You rip it in half. You find another one that has another couple in it.
There you go, that's the one I go in.
And you threaten them with your size.
Okay.
Jeez. You just threaten people to leave?
I don't want them to leave, I'm just letting them.
You just gonna stay there the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless something else changes.
Unless something changes, yeah. Make sure Zelina's nice and comfortable.
She's comfortable. Although you're taking up like 90% of the bed.
I just lay her on me.
The bed, how much do you weigh?
Like the crudes.
How much do you weigh? That's rude.
I don't know.
Says a voice inside your head. As the bed starts to creak.
I gotta weigh myself in quite some time. 250 pounds.
700.
What?
I don't know math.
What?
First he said 700. He's like, I don't know, 700. He's like, oh, 250.
So close.
Close enough.
Are you on the top or bottom bunk?
I'm on the bottom.
Sorry.
I mean, you're gonna break it and crush her.
She's on top of me.
Oh, okay. Like on top of the bunk, on the bunk bed?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Your bed creaks like it shouldn't creak exactly when you get on it, but it holds.
Excellent.
A Goliath walks through the door. No, I'm just kidding. there's someone up top, though.
And when it starts creaking, I look for another bed.
In fact,
I look for another bed.
There was no other bed. In fact, you see, you hear a, yes, and you look up and you see a,
what does he see?
What do I see?
You see cut a, that.
You see a nose.
Currency.
You see a nose waggling over the side, sniffing up and down along the sides of the bed, and he pokes over.
Oh, he recognized you.
Oh, yes, hello there. How do you do? It's good to see you again. He brings out a notebook. Yeah. Tell me, how was your trip? He doesn't wait. He just starts writing.
Very well.
Who's the lovely lady?
Oh, this is Elena. She is staying with me. It.
Oh, okay. Does anyone else know about this?
Yes, I believe the rest of the party knows, yes.
Still interesting.
Okay, well, I believe we're going to bed, so I...
Okay, I'll just watch you from up here.
That's quite all right.
I'm going to draw pictures.
Hey, but what does the guy do?
Okay.
Is it like Titanic? He's just drawing Burke.
Not Selena.
She's out of the picture.
Suspiciously, it's just him.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, yes, I will see you in the morning.
And then I lay down, and then I take Selena, and I lay her over me like a
blanket. Like a blanket?
Yes.
How does she feel about that?
She's oh, I love it when you... Fur blog handle me.
Whoa.
I'm very comfy because I'm a big fur blog.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And I'm from.
He asked you what your
weight was. He weighs 700 blogs.
Yeah, he weighs 700.
That's the fur blog.
Unit of weight?
Yeah.
It's 250 pounds.
Yeah, but like conversion.
700
blogs.
Yes. It's like 3-1.
It's like Smurf.
There has to be more than one unit of measure.
Clearly, there is.
Wait, anyways. He didn't cast silence on himself.
Okay, he goes right to sleep. Mm-hmm. Zelina and him go to sleep. What do you guys do?
Well, this leads me to what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Where is Burke? Do you guys know where Burke's at?
I lost track of him after we arrived.
No, do you want to put his hands? Paws? Hands? Do you have hands or paws?
They're hands.
Okay, I have paws. Let's put his hands in hot and cold water.
I was just thinking, and this might be crazy, but I wanted to bounce the idea off of you.
You're going to set the room on fire.
That's what I was going to say.
Below us?
So he's not allowed to set anything on fire.
What? We know the cult's below us. What if we had Berg to cast silence? And with my carpenter's tools, we pulled some of these boards up, and went down and assassinated each and every one of them.
I love it.
You like the idea? Yes. Flora?
I mean, okay, hear me out. You have rope?
I have rope.
All right, so what if...
What do we need rope for?
What if we drop down from the ceiling on ropes? And then go back up when we're done, and it's like we were never in the room because our feet and paws never touched the floor.
What if we just take one of them and ask them questions?
Nope. Time for talking. It's over.
So you
we tried to talk to them on the first caravan.
So you want to assassinate them all?
You're still looking up there.
I mean...
It's hard.
I agree these are bad people, but weren't we following them this whole time to see where they end up? Is this their ending location?
Well, if they're talking about a tunnel and a strong room, you could get more information out of one of them.
But I don't think they're going to tell us anything.
I think so.
No. If we beat them to a pulp,
they'll just die.
You think they would support the cause that much?
Yeah.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Well, first we need Burke. But we don't know where he's at.
I'm on the case. I stealth out of the room.
Where did she go?
It's like a dust cloud.
Yeah. But really, it's a fur cloud.
It's not dust, it's fur.
Because it's her winter coat.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm shedding. I'm stealthing along the floor. Outside the rooms.
So you're walking along the balcony on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sneaky. There's a lot of people walking around.
I do it casually.
Okay.
And I just, as I walk by a door, I just kind of like, I go, Burke! And then I kind of walk, but then I look back. And I just do that every door.
Sometimes people open the doors, sometimes people don't.
Are any of those Burke? Are any of those people Burke?
No.
All right, then I go downstairs.
Burke's a pretty sound sleeper, I think.
All the doors are open, though, right? None of them are locked.
Right.
All right, then I just start walking in. Confidently. And when I walk into a room. Is Burke there?
No.
Oh, sorry, wrong room. I turn around and I leave. I go down the next one and I open the door. Is Burke there?
You do get to one that is locked.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Is anybody around?
No.
Do I hear anything?
No.
Oh, same thing you heard when I sat down on the bed.
I go, Burke, are you there?
No. No answer.
I scoop up some mud and I put a little mark on the corner of the door and I keep going.
You go to turn around. You go to turn around and you bump into a wall of person and you look up and there's this huge half-orc standing in front of you. And goes,
what are you doing?
Good evening. I'm looking for my friend Burke. Have you seen him? He's a blue fellow.
No, I haven't, but I saw you snooping around my room.
Oh, this is your room. I'm so sorry. I don't know which room Burke was in, so I've just been going room to room looking for him. He's a heavy sleeper, so I have to kind of knock or go in. I apologize. My name's Flora. What's your name?
Name's Bogluck.
Oh, Bogluck. Well, that's a lovely name. Are you from these parts?
Don't catch me snooping around.
Don't.
Don't catch me.
Don't let me catch you snooping around my room again.
Okay, well, I know this is your room now, so obviously I won't find Burke there. Good night. And I go to the next one.
Grunts.
Good night.
I want to make sure Burke? That this Boglog is the guy that you heard.
Boglog?
It's the same name.
I'm sorry. All I heard was...
Gotcha.
I take a mental note.
I like... lift it up with one arm and I roll it around my stomach and then I set it back down. Continuously.
What?
I had to roll over.
Oh, could you just not?
You get to every room and the second to last one.
You spoon and tease the big spoon.
You finally find Bert and other people.
It's always the second to last place I look. I go in. Is everyone asleep? Is everybody asleep?
No.
Okay. I just walk in and I go, Burke.
Who are you? Some other guy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Flora. I'm here to see my friend Burke.
Hello, Flora.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
At this, Burke kind of wakes up a little bit.
I'm in his face. Hey.
Hi.
Wakey-wakey.
Hello down there.
It is not morning time yet.
Yes.
Bert, we have a plan. And I'm like, oh, I should probably talk about it. We have a plan.
Ooh, a plan, you say? What is it?
Oh, we're gonna do some secret, not cult-related spy.
I am very curious.
He jumps down from his bunk.
I'm ready to go.
Come along. Let's go settle in our room upstairs. I don't know why you didn't come there in the first place.
What are you wanting to do?
I'll tell you when we get there.
A secret plan, of course.
The other people are like, to have dinner. Secret special dinners.
It's birthday coming up.
The other people are like,
it's Pinky's birthday.
Pinky?
Yeah.
She'll yes, the little gnome.
She's not pink anymore, though.
Oh, fleshy. Okay.
Wait, what is your plan, though? I don't understand.
It's very elaborate.
I get his only hope. Whisper a few things to her and we get ready to go.
Oh, it's you, Flora. How are you?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing splendid. Do you know that this is the second to last room I had to look in to find you both? I don't understand why you didn't come to it. We have a room to ourselves.
Okay. Well, let's go.
It's terribly cold outside.
Oh, I'll help you.
Oh, thank you. She looks uncomfortable, but
Burke looks a little uncomfortable too. And then he smiles.
He's smiling.
And then the detective obviously hugs Burke, right?
Yeah.
And shows him his picture.
Can I ask how you got here? Were you on the caravan with us, or?
Yes, just, investigating. I can do.
Were you on our caravan?
Yes, you didn't see me, but I was there.
Oh, you are a very good detective.
Well, I'm not actually a detective. I'm a... Well, don't mind me. I'm just curious.
Okay, let's go.
Actually...
I am a very good detective.
I'm a very good
detective. I have it written down right here.
According to my notes.
Page one of my notes.
Good detective.
Good detective. Circled.
Yeah.
Watch it be like a farmer.
I don't know what that means.
Nope, I'm just coming along for the adventure.
Oh, okay.
Secretive.
As we're walking to this room, I'm asking you more questions about what are we doing? It's the middle of the night. I thought we were. I just fell asleep.
You fell asleep at like 8 p.m.
I said it was like 5 p.m. when you guys got there.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Never mind.
Our room is above the cult's strong room. They have a very strong room down there. And we're trying to infiltrate it to kill them.
So are you guys back in your room?
We're making our way there. Why don't we just go downstairs and do it?
Because we're trying to be sneaky about it. Do you have a rope?
Oh. As you guys walk back to your room, you see the cultists come out of their room in a large party and head across the courtyard.
What does this have to do with me?
We needed your silence.
So you woke me up for that?
Yeah, we woke you up to not say anything.
Okay. Well, give me a moment. So I don't know if I want Selena here if we're going to do this.
Oh, okay. Just let go, I guess.
Oh, thank you again, Flora. Keeping me warm.
I don't know if you want to be there.
Do you want me there?
Berg? You could just stay in the room.
If they're wanting me to do silence, I'm not sure exactly what all is going to happen afterwards. It may be a little bit strange. Do you remember what
Zelina? Yes, I'm very fearful for you, Burke. Can you just give us a moment, please?
I take two big steps.
Do you remember what we were talking about by the stables? That might happen. So
I'm humming loudly.
All right. If you wish to come, I believe that you.
Do you want me to come?
I think I need to go back to sleep. Wait for me in the room.
Okay. She goes back to the room.
I follow you, man.
The cultists.
Oh, are you ready?
The cultists, as you're talking, okay, they walk across the courtyard and walk up some stairs and go into what you think is the dining hall.
The mess hall?
Obviously, we don't need to be doing this anymore. No one's in the room.
Well, they have to come back. Didn't you want to kill these cultists? I climb up on the railing and I'm in your face.
I wanted to find out where Sparker was so we could end this darkness.
Well, what's in this cult's darkness right now when they get done eating.
So then now we can just go into the room. We don't need the elaborate plan.
I mean, we're still gonna do the plan.
Okay. I follow you back in the room.
Guys, look who I found.
Found Burke.
It's Burke!
And I push Burke out of the way. Our friend, I forgot his name.
He's like standing there all proud, waiting to be introduced.
It's the guy with the nose.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Yes, well.
Martin?
No.
Mikey. Is it Mikey?
No.
Martin.
Lovius Longnose. Whatever.
It's actually Lost Felro.
Oh, close enough.
Actually, Lasvius Longnose at your service.
Oh. Yeah, snoozy. Jeez.
I mean, it's a beautiful nose.
Why, thank you. And he turns and his nose.
Watch out.
I'm just looking at Petrolus.
He's looking at me.
Whole gang's back together.
Burke, you came.
I just love this atmosphere, don't you?
So we're having a...
slumber party!
Slumber? What is he talking about?
I turned to Pinky. And I'm like, slumber party! Anyway, I have a parchment rolled up. And I unroll it. I go, and I put it on the ground. And it's just like a room with a hole. And like a little cat on a rope. Mission Impossible style. And then Pinky is also on another rope because she's there too.
I think I could be pretty silent, but I don't know if I want to kill anybody.
Whoa. Silent ropes killing? I thought we were having a slumber party and I like nod over to the nose guy.
Oh, he's cool.
He's cool.
He knows. Nose.
His nose is like over his notebook and it's
writing Squidward.
He writes everything down. There's evidence of what
he's writing your words down.
About to happen.
Snoozy. He is not a detective.
Then what is he? Why is he so nosy?
He's just very astute.
Hey. Did you ask me why I'm so nosy?
Yes.
It's genetics.
So you're not an investigator or reporter? What are you?
Are you a cop? You have to tell us. It's the rule.
I'm what you call a teamster. Even I don't know what that means. So it's best not to even worry about it. I'm just here for the adventure.
Snoozy, do you think?
Actually, I get sidetracked a lot. I was supposed to do something one day, going out for bread or something, or diapers, and I just got sidetracked, and now here I am.
See? He's great.
Did you see the cult? They went towards the mess hall.
Yeah.
Are you curious about that, Nosy?
Let's do a dry run.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you see what they're doing over there? And report back to us.
Okay.
Oh, also report on the food in there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
If I don't come back, I've got sidetracked and I walked across the world. See you later.
All right, keep this between us.
Okay, so when I go in there, I should ask, who's in the cult, right?
No. Okay. I don't know if this is the man for the job.
Well, you know what? I got it.
Just write down what you see.
Who walks out?
Okay, I got a feeling about him.
I have a bad feeling about him.
Anyway.
You see him walking across the courtyard. He walks up the steps. And then he turns back and goes.
I wave.
He goes back.
Snoozy, do you think you can cut a hole in the floor?
Absolutely.
In such a way that it's hidden? Do you put it back?
Yes.
Like a lid.
If there's one thing I'm good at.
It's cutting holes in wood. Watch them.
I have many tools for this.
Roll for it.
Roll for it.
So there are no cult downstairs right now.
He saws a hole in the floor and the whole room falls except
where he stands in one spot and falls around.
Yeah.
Actually, in my experience, the tools that I have, I can just pull up the floorboards. We get through, and then I'll put the floorboards back.
That works.
Wait, you're going to trap us in the room?
No, I'll do it when we're back up.
Okay. Because I have a plan here.
I see the rope plan, but if we have silence, I don't think it's that far down. You might just be able to jump back up.
Have silence? What are you talking about?
Are you going... What... You're here I thought you were here to help her.
How am I helping?
We need silence casted so that... Casted.
It would have been nice if I would have been able to stay asleep, but I have no more spell slots for the day.
What are spell slots?
I have no more magic power for the day. I'm spent.
What did you exert your energy on today?
I had things that I did. I have no more.
We have no silence.
I was sleeping. I was trying to regather my strength.
Perhaps we should wait.
We can't do this without silence.
Exactly.
Did you ask him this before you brought him here, Flora?
I mean, I don't know, he runs out of magic. I don't run out of magic. I make sparkles. Just happens.
Well, that was a bust then. The only other thing we have is if Nosy comes back with some information. Do we have anything else to go on? Did you learn anything, Burke?
The cultists just went over there, so the room should be empty. So just go down there and wait for them to come back. Kill them and do whatever you want.
Let's play a game.
Do you want to play a game? Let's play a game.
Okay, I will tell you three things, and two are lies and one is true.
What does this have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just waiting.
Are there any stones in the courtyard? Like rocks or gravel or anything?
No, it's all mud.
We could stuff their pillowcases with mud.
I feel like they're already suspicious of us. So if we're gonna do little pranks, I feel like that might ruin.
I was woken up for this.
Well, we thought you'd be useful for once.
I thought you'd really be on board with our plan.
I walk out.
Where are you going, Burke?
Ka-chunk.
Oh, no.
Shut the door.
Time for Meowshin Impossible.
We can't do that without silence.
You mean Meowshin Implausible?
I laugh. Hit unpause.
You're already unpaused.
Okay.
I laughed. I went back to Zelina and covered myself up with her again.
Long Nose comes back to the room. You wouldn't believe the amount of food that they have in there.
Oh,
it's delicious.
I'm hungry now.
The cultists are just finishing up, but you have to get some of the food. It's amazing. There's like bits of food all over his face.
His nose?
You know, it's the end of his nose.
So what information did you find out?
They have a lot of really good food.
Yes, besides the cult related.
They ate a lot of the food.
I didn't gain much information on the cult.
That was your whole reason of... Pretty much your whole reason of going over there.
Like I said, I get distracted.
He's like, guy one had a big piece of meat and some bread. Guy two had a potato.
Oh, I'm gonna go eat some dinner, sorry.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
You made me hungry.
I can go with Snoozy.
You're able to walk around. No, actually, you walk down the courtyard, across the courtyard, and then just before the warehouse, or to the side of the warehouse, you walk up a flight of stairs, and there's probably seven or so wooden tables with a small bar. And there's a guy serving food there. There's a bunch of people in there. All eating, and it's kind of noisy. People talking. The cultists haven't noticed you yet. They're off in their own... at their own table.
I get my food and sit to the closest table next to the cult.
No. Don't sit too close to them.
No.
That's what I do.
As you get your food, the guy who serves it to you is like,
oh, no, no, no.
You hear him muttering stuff to himself. Darn little rats.
Yes. What's your problem?
You wanted food or not?
Yeah, I'll take some food.
Here you go.
Are you okay?
What?
Watch it. What? Do you have problems? Why are you talking to yourself?
Darn rats. Keep hearing them.
Rats, you say?
Yeah.
You want some? And he whips out a shish kebab with a rat on it. Here you go.
I take it.
There's still more. They're scratching around, hearing them.
I could probably catch those.
Yeah, well, they're only out at night. So, if you want to catch them, be out at night. Can't stand them. I would pay you to take care of them.
Oh.
Side quest.
Yeah. Are they just in this room, or are they all over the campsite?
I don't know. All I hear them at night from my room, which is right there. It's like just off to the side. I don't know where they're coming from, but I hear them.
My name's Laura. What's your name?
Pete. Grizzly Pete.
Well, Pete.
You can.
I will try to solve your problem tonight.
Well,
if not,
put her there. And his hands all like creasy from who knows what.
I shake it. I may not get them all tonight, but I'll do what I can while I'm here.
Good.
I'm a professional rat catcher.
Wow. I'll pay you 5 silver for every rat you catch.
That sounds fair. I will explore the campsite tonight and catch as many rats as I can.
Good. Now, what can I get the rest of you?
I'll have what he's having. Point at Sneezy.
Okay.
What is it?
Mashed potatoes.
And gruel.
I sit down next to Sneezy. And I eat the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I keep an open ear to the cult table next to us.
They seem to have noticed you. Now they're just making sure not to say anything too loud, and they keep glancing over you.
I pay no mind to them.
I sit down. Guys, I got a job.
Doing what?
Catching rats.
The Cook's rats?
Yeah, Pete told me to go around the whole camp at night and catch rats.
Didn't he direct you to a certain room?
Rats live all over the place.
I heard they were mostly on the first floor.
Well, I'll look all over. Do you want to help?
Mm-hmm. Pete comes over and is gathering plates off some tables, and you hear him muttering,
don't get no sleep tomorrow. Critters and floor banging and knocking and hissing and whispering at all hours.
Who says that? Pete?
Pete the cook.
Yeah.
Dark critters.
He goes back to the kitchen.
Rats don't usually whisper, do they?
Zelina and I are restless, and we get up and start walking around the courtyard.
Just happens.
Well, things happen.
Rats that I've encountered whisper, but they don't live very long once I encounter them.
Sneezy said something about a tunnel. Do you think there's a tunnel underneath the yard?
I bet there are a bunch of rats in there.
I bet so. Maybe more than rats.
Well, I say we eat. We wait till it gets dark. We get a bag. We go catch a bunch of rats.
Where is... I whisper this very quietly.
What?
Where do you think the strong room is at?
Maybe in a tunnel?
Maybe we should ask
Ardent? Urgent?
Detergent.
Detergent.
Ardred.
Ardred?
You would know, right?
I suppose, but not if it's a secret strong room.
The camp's not that big. I'm sure we'll find it while we are working.
So, we shouldn't... Do you think that would tip somebody off if we ask, or do you think we should... You're saying we should just look ourselves.
I think we should look ourselves.
Tonight.
Don't be the needy guy that's new at camp that's like, well, where's this and where's this? You have to act like you belong here.
This feels like home to me. I've fought many battles.
Well, when you go home, do you ask where the bedrooms are?
I'm just trying to find the quickest way to our answers without delaying any longer.
We will follow the rats. And I mean that, like, double intentions. Like, real rats and then the cult.
Oh, I get it.
Did you also quote rats?
No. I winked really, in a really exaggerated way.
You winked with the wrong eye.
Is it your fur? Did your fur get in your eye?
No. And then I do it again.
Oh, rats.
Selene and I come in, and I get her a drink at the bar.
There's a bar there?
Well, whatever, I get her a drink beyond what they're handing out.
I thought Bart was asleep.
Where's that pipe after service?
Do you have anything strong?
Fire water you're after. Well, that's above and beyond the actual price I charge for that.
I don't care.
Tis 1 gold for a pint.
Oh, Pete, can I get one of those to go?
We'll share one.
Sure. Anything for you, ass. Taking care of my rat problems. You know, it's not every night. Might not find any.
What nights do you hear them?
Well, not every now and then. Not every night. Usually a few nights after a new load gets dropped off. Ain't that weird?
Where is the central
point? They probably bring him in on the caravan.
Right, okay. Where is the central point of where you're hearing these noises? Is there one location that you hear them most?
I just told you, I can't get any sleep.
So where do you sleep at?
Right here, as soon as you get out of here.
You sleep in this place?
The kitchen? Yeah, I'm the cook.
Well, yeah, I don't think you have to sleep here. You just have to cook here.
I want to be here, son. If it wasn't for them darn rats.
So it might be underneath this place.
Rats can exist everywhere all around. That's why we need to conduct a thorough search to find the rats' base of rat operations. Right, Pete?
Yeah. Wipe them out of their core.
That is exactly right. That's why he is in charge of this kitchen.
You a fighter, Pete?
Heck no.
He's a cook, Snoozy. I'm so sorry.
He looks just like he's like
understand.
70s, early 70s.
Oh, early 70s.
Did you have a fight in the past?
No, I was in the army, but I was the cook.
So you just cooked for the fighters.
This is his character trait. He's playing right now.
I was in the army. Yeah, but I didn't see any ground combat.
He kept the troops going with his food.
Yeah, if it wasn't for me, no one would have gotten there.
If it wasn't for them, he wouldn't be alive still.
I give Lucy like a really mean look.
Everyone works together.
We'll deal with this rat problem tonight.
Flora, I have an idea.
Oh, I trust the lady over here.
Yeah, well, the lady's with us.
The lady is the leader of this group here, you see.
Well, I don't want too many people snooping around, making even more of a ruckus.
We'll keep it small. Two man, one cat operation.
Burke's over there. Maybe he'll help.
No, that's all right. We gotta keep this small.
I'm good.
Do you think you could disguise yourself as a cultist again? And maybe pretend like you forgot where the tunnel is? See if you can find an entrance somewhere.
You can probably do that.
You look around and the cultists are staring at you.
Just keep that face on and you're already halfway there.
What's that mean?
Just sit there and stare at people and you're almost a cultist.
Is this how Snoozy
is? Is this guy for real?
I don't know. Are you playing your character?
I need you to leave, sir.
Ask you to leave.
Easy there, cook.
His name is Pete.
Yeah, Grizzly Pete.
Don't make me come after you with the broom now.
Yeah, you're gonna cook me to death.
You could poison me.
I'm gonna go.
It goes over to the wall and grabs the broom. Starts whacking you with it. Get out of here, son!
I just stand there. Like, shake my head a bit. Alright.
You make me sick.
It spits on your face.
Oh. I wiped it off. You better watch it. I'm leaving.
Good, now get. And the rest of you, the dining hall's closed. I'm Betty by time.
Betty by.
I gotta clean up before I can go to bed. Now, if you want one last drink, better make it quick.
I'll put it down.
Good. I make myself out there in the swamps. You want to know what's in it?
Cover up Selena's ears.
Alcohol.
The secret ingredient is alcohol.
I should have known.
Algae.
Head out. He said to leave.
He starts stacking chairs on tables and such.
Burke, what are you doing back up?
Well, usually when you go to sleep and you only get like 20 minutes and someone wakes you up, you can't go back to sleep very well. So Selena and I have decided to go for a walk.
Burke, we overheard the cult talking earlier. Said something about Bogluck.
Do you hear anything?
A tunnel.
Bogluck! I say it louder than I probably should.
Whoa.
Where are you guys at?
Outside.
Out of the courtyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, Petrolus is talking. Burke, pay attention.
Who's that?
How do you know that name, Flora?
I met him.
When?
When here? I was looking for Burke.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Where at?
Downstairs.
Where? What was he?
I was looking for Burke, and I was walking in all of the rooms, and I hit one room that was locked, and I couldn't get in, so I knocked, and I was like, Burke, and nothing happened, and then I turned around, and there he was. This big guy.
The cultists are coming down the stairs, going back to their room. One of them is especially giving you guys a dirty look. They walk past, like, murmuring and snickering to themselves. One of them, like, almost more than purposely smashes into Snoozy, like, shoulder. She's like, watch where you're going.
A little cultist.
That was me.
Probably doesn't move me
that
much.
That was Brooke laugh.
Oh, it's you. You're the ones that murdered my friend.
We are not murderers here. We are trying to do good things and save the world.
So you say.
What about the Birdman?
I know you've been following us for a while now.
How's it feel, Birdman?
On the same caravan? Yeah. We're all here on the same journey.
Yeah, and we've had it out for each other, and you've thought it would be a good time to take one of us out. I know what you guys are up to. Talking, sneaking around, talking about us. And you found it an opportune time. People are starting to, like, gather around, like, see what's going on.
I jump in, and I'm like, if we wanted to kill you, we would have killed you 2 months ago.
I start holding her back.
Whoa. Yeah, you did when you killed my friend.
You killed a bird man. Oh, he was nice, and he had nice birds that he let me pet.
I did no such thing.
Yeah, we're not even at Kyle's house. There's still a cat fight.
You killed that other guy, too.
What?
You don't even remember who you killed anymore. You've killed so many people.
One of our people is dead.
All of our people are dead. I'm dead right now.
She's not dead.
I don't have a soul. That makes me dead.
All right, ease up, Flora. Ease up.
Do you know what I'm capable of? I get in his face.
You want...
I hold her back.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Well, I didn't. I get in their face. I am the cat god.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go?
You want to go?
Oh, catch me outside.
We're not going to be fighting right now.
Why not?
Oh, you scared chicken boy?
Cheep, 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 cheep,
cheep. You have the popcorn out, let us go.
You a little scared?
You just need to settle down before things get bad.
Mm, yeah, I bet you want me to settle down, don't you?
I go up and choke him.
Ooh, a woman? Wow.
Is it a woman?
Yes, it's a woman. You said it like three times.
Oh, man, didn't I say a woman?
This is great. First lady yells at a 7-year-old barkeep.
What's your problem?
What's your problem? Now you're choking women.
I didn't know it was a woman.
Hey, why didn't you go beat up on those little kids?
Yeah.
He looks over, he's like, you're next, kid.
Wait, is it the woman that changes things?
No, it doesn't.
I'm already
I go up and choke her.
I said
I go up and choke him. I didn't know.
Chokes are random.
I'm right there. What are you doing?
Well, I was holding you back a bit.
She's a cultist! What's the matter if it's one more guy? Oh, that was...
What are you gonna do, little boy?
Why does she sound like that?
Because that's shit.
Little boy. Little boy.
You're that Fortnite guy.
Look, we're just gonna walk away peacefully, okay? We didn't hurt any of your people. We're just...
Didn't you just say you wanted to kill them all?
Kill them all.
That's right.
Everyone's like gathering around. He's like, ooh.
we're better than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, walk away!
Do you ever have a thought that stays the same thought instead of changing every 5 seconds? I don't understand who you are, Sam.
Oh. Do you want in on this, or are you just gonna sit there and laugh some more?
This is quite comical.
Oh, trying to get your friends to fight your battles for you, huh? Everyone starts laughing at you.
How are they arranged?
Let's get some cultists out here.
Yeah.
So we can just start.
Whoa.
So that fireball can come out.
They're only like 5 to 10 feet away from you guys, but the other cultists are like. They're just laughing and stuff. They're not like.
Like 20 of them? 10 of them? 5 of them?
There's like 12 ish.
Start laughing.
They don't look aggressive except for the one that's talking to you.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm not that threatened.
I don't feel that threatened, so. I
grab his throat.
No.
Everyone else in the war camp is laughing at James.
Oh, I'm laughing.
War camp.
Yes, we're in a war camp. Work camp.
She's just putting on the show. We just need to walk away.
What are you even doing here? I haven't seen you guys do anything this entire trip.
Yeah.
So you've been watching us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're guards. We're watching out for people who are actually doing things.
Well, why don't you mind your own business, lady?
Oh, don't worry. Cat God sees all.
Okay.
I like talk behind her. Like, can you get her
to the cult people?
What?
Yeah. I look past her to her other cult friends, and I'm like, can you get her?
What? You too scared?
Does she have any weapons on her that I can throw?
She has a sword. And her sheath. They don't have swords.
I'm not scared. I like your tenacity. It's quite amusing.
All right. Well, when you grow a pair, maybe I'll still be around here to fight me, for you to fight me. Yeah.
That's it. Maybe. Snap my fingers and I cast color spray.
Spray.
I see what that does.
Doesn't do anything.
What does that do?
It blinds them.
A dazzling array of flashing colored light springs from your hand. Roll 6d10. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures in a 15-foot cone originating from you are affected in ascending order of their current hit points. Starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature is affected by the spell is blinded until the spell ends.
Blind them, get them.
I'm gonna cast it at level 2 to roll 8d10.
Wow, 8d10. Here's d10. Here's d10.
You just wanna put an app into it, or?
Yeah.
No fun. 8d10.
It's easier to do.
No, it's not.
Here you go.
Where's the love?
Just hit the dice.
Boom.
46.
What?
46?
Mm-hmm.
Get him.
That's how many hit points, right?
That's how many hit points I
affect. 4 of the guards are like, ah, blinded.
Including her.
Guards or the cult?
The cult. Okay.
Like, definitely her, though.
No. She's she ducks away.
Whoa.
What?
What?
Oh, now you stirred the nest.
That's fine. I haven't cast any spells in a while. As you recall, I've talked us out of a lot of situations.
Oh, no, you didn't!
Find out what happens when we join our heroes next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.